for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County seniors were warned yesterday to be on guard against a telephone and email scam in which victims are tricked into giving out their personal information while being, quote, helped in securing a coronavirus vaccination. According to the Department of Public Social Services, the scam surfaced nationwide in the last year and recently targeted county residents 60 years and older. The perpetrators contact potential victims either electronically or telephonically, advising them to furnish credit card, bank account, and other personal information to secure an appointment for an immunization. Once the details are in the scam artist's possession, they can use them to commit identity theft and other fraud. California state lawmakers advanced a proposal to provide a universal basic income to lower and middle class residents, though it won't go any further this year. The program floated by Assemblymember Evan Lowe would give monthly $1,000 payments to eligible residents. That could cost over $100 billion, around half the state's annual budget. But Lowe says just having the conversation in the legislature is a milestone.
This is not just grandstanding. This is to have a deliberative conversation about the policy and how that factors into helping protect everyday Californians.
Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang proposed a nationwide basic income. And a program in Stockton gave some residents $500 a month and has been touted as helping the recipients pay for food and housing. The State Water Resources Control Board Friday issued a draft cease and desist order directing Nestle Waters North America to stop unlawfully diverting water from Strawberry Creek in the San Bernardino Mountains. The board received multiple complaints alleging that Nestle's continuing water diversions depleted Strawberry Creek, resulting in reduced downstream drinking water supply and impacts on sensitive environmental resources. Nestle operates facilities in the Strawberry Creek watershed, a tributary of the Santa Ana River that provides municipal water to an estimated 750,000 customers. The operation involves 13 sites where spring water is taken and redirected for bottling at numerous plants, including one in downtown Los Angeles. Nestle has 20 days to respond to the draft order and request a hearing, or the State Water Board may issue a final order. Pickleball is huge in Riverside and getting bigger. The fast-growing sport is becoming a favorite for summer fun. Coventry assembled a list of the best cities in the U.S. for pickleball, and Riverside was ranked the number one best city. Research factors included the number of pickleball courts per 100,000 residents, number of indoor courts, amount of pickleball clubs, and the weather. Riverside scored 42.3 out of 50 for the quality of pickleball experience. Marine scientists say they have found what they believe to be as many as 25,000 barrels that possibly contain DDT dumped off the Southern California coast near Catalina Island. The sightings were made by researchers at the University of California San Diego's Scripps Institution of Oceanography, who mapped more than 36,000 acres of seafloor between Santa Catalina Island and the Los Angeles coast in a region previously found to contain high levels of the toxic chemical in sediments and in the ecosystem. Scientists conducted the survey following a Los Angeles Times report last year that a University of California Santa Barbara professor had found evidence that barrels of DDT were dumped into the ocean. And just a quick shout out to a few of our members who support Midday News and KVCR. New member Kathy and Norco, new member Lisa and Camarillo, Patrick and Corona, and Leah and Riverside. Thank you so much for your support. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.